The following programming is sponsored by Integrity Investment Services. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
It's time for the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. In an era of chaos, confusion, and craziness, Ference is a voice for common sense. As a financial literacy educator, speaker, and entrepreneur, Ference cuts through the noise to help us understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Now, here's Ference Toth.
Welcome to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. Well, it turns out the U.S. national debt has increased by $473 billion just over the last 3 weeks. That's almost a half a trillion dollar increase just in a three-week period. Why did that happen? Tax revenues, obviously, were not sufficient to cover spending, so the federal government had to print or borrow more dollars to cover the excess spending, which increased the overall debt by nearly half a trillion dollars in the past 3 weeks. So we're now approaching $36 trillion in total debt. And then the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, has come out and stated that U.S. Treasury plans to borrow another $1.37 trillion over the next 6 months, which will clearly put us over $37 trillion total debt at that point. The Wall Street Journal recently put out an article stating that the deficit threat drives bond yields higher. This is something I've been discussing quite often on this show. One of the key things that many people do not understand is the federal government cannot just print money willy-nilly. They have to sell bonds for every dollar that they borrow or print in excess of what they receive, excess spending. The federal government is spending record amounts of money, record deficit spending, therefore they're selling a record amount of bonds. Now, bonds operate much like a CD, which is something most individuals are more familiar with. Federal government sells a treasury bond, promising to pay a certain interest rate for a certain period of time, much like a CD. Now, when you're selling a record amount of bonds, you have a record amount of supply. You are then forced to entice those bond buyers by offering higher interest rates. By selling record amounts of bonds, record amount deficit spending, this is a continuing push to increase bond returns. Now, the lack of fiscal responsibility of the federal government creates an opportunity for individuals to take advantage of. Most individuals do not have the financial assets to buy bonds at a treasury auction, for example. Typical bond offering is $100,000 per position. The bond auction is the realm of institutional buyers or institutional investors. How can you as an individual take advantage of this? Well, you can purchase assets from institutional buyers that buy these bonds. And those happen to be most commonly insurance companies. Insurance companies offer high cash value or dividend-paying insurance policies, and they pay dividends, profits of the company, based on their portfolio, their bond purchases, and their other sources of income, selling products, etc. That is why they typically offer higher returns than what bonds pay. We have extremely good news. Most of the companies have already announced increased dividends for 2025. But on top of that, one of the top companies I work with not only has announced a higher dividend for 2025, they also retroactively put it in effect for all policies effective September 1 of 2024. So if you happen to have a dividend paying high cash value policy with this particular company, you got an increase of return that got retroactively paid starting September 1st. All new policies, of course, get the new dividend rate, also the higher one. In addition to that, they also lowered fees, which further increases the cash growth for individual policy owners and investors. These are the reasons why every insurance expert, executive that I just talked to are stating this is the best time in 42 years to invest in high cash value insurance, dividend paying insurance policies, and annuities for that matter. The highest returns we've seen in 42 years are happening on these products because the profits of these companies have increased two, threefold more than they were the profits they were obtaining just a couple of years ago. Again, because of the higher bond interest rates. And folks, this doesn't look like it's going to be changing anytime soon because the federal government continues to pay higher interest on bonds because they continue to spend more money than they receive. As long as they continue to do that and sell large amounts of bonds, they're going to have to increase the interest offered to the bond buyers to entice them to buy them. Again, this creates a tremendous opportunity, literally a once-in-a-generational type of opportunity for fixed interest accounts, particularly based on bonds. That's why many, many financial experts have stated this is the golden era for fixed interest investments. And the predictions by nearly everyone is that these dividends will continue to increase for the next 3 to 5 years at least, if not longer. So if you were ever considering reducing your market risk, diversifying, looking at an annuity or high cash value insurance policy, dividend paying policy in particular, there has never been a better time in over 40 years. Now, another reason why this is likely going to continue with the higher bond interest rates and the higher dividends is core inflation readings recently came out higher than expected in September of 2024. This is the primary indicator that the Federal Reserve looks at in terms of looking at reducing fighting inflation and either raising or lowering interest rates. With a higher core inflation number than expected, that means that the likelihood of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve is diminished. It's less likely that they're going to cut interest rates. The reason is quite simple. If they reduce interest rates, that'll further throw gas on the fire of inflation. And that's the opposite of what the Federal Reserve wants to do. So the most likely scenario we're looking at right now is higher for longer. Yes, the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates a half a point a month or so ago. And most are looking at that as an overreaction now from the Federal Reserve and a mistake. Even some of the Federal Reserve governors are stating the same thing. They overreacted. And if you go back, you can go to my website at yourpersonalbank.com. You can listen to this or any of the previously recorded shows. I was stating that exact fact. They overreacted. A quarter point reduction might have been more warranted. There was a bad jobs report and a bad reduction down. Acted like nervous Nellies, overreacted, which is the historical record of what the Federal Reserve has done. Last week, I was sharing at a workshop the interest rates of the Federal Reserve over the last 30 years. And it's amazing how much up and down it is and how quickly they move when they're increasing or decreasing interest rates. And somebody made the comment at the workshop and they said, wow, I thought the Federal Reserve was there to stabilize things. And I said, does that look stable to you? The prime rate, for example, was as high as 9.5% and as low as 3% over the last three decades. But what was noticeable is each time the Federal Reserve decided to start moving rates, they quickly did it. It was boom, boom, boom up or boom, boom, boom down really quick, really fast, overreacting in every situation. Typically late to the party. My statement was, it's like they act like a bunch of nervous Nellies that overreact to things. They act like they're smart and know what they're doing. And the reality is, given their track record of the last 30 years at least, for the most part, all they've done is contribute to boom and bust cycles in our economy. Another factor that's going to cause a headache for the Federal Reserve is job openings have now plunged to the lowest level since 2021 as the U.S. labor market loses steam. This is a nightmare scenario for the Federal Reserve, a situation where you have higher than average core inflation that's increasing and jobs openings decreasing, showing a weak economy. Those two combinations can lead to what's called stagflation. Now, that's a situation where you have a recession, yet you also have inflation, worst of all worlds, and one of the most difficult things for the Federal Reserve to fight. So we have a lot of uncertainty going on. most people, most experts are pointing out to extreme volatility in the foreseeable future. And I'm going to say this regardless of who wins the election or which party controls the House and Senate and the White House, for example, there's going to be issues with the economy, with the debt, with the markets, with bonds, with the deficit, all the bond selling. These are all major concerns that any investor should be concerned about and cautious. Again, proceeding with caution is highly recommended. Even more so when you're dealing with periods of uncertainty and volatility, which is what we're clearly looking at as the most likely scenario going forward. Folks, it's an uncertain world out there right now. There's a lot of financial problems and that we're going to have to deal with. Protect yourself. Reduce your market risk. Reduce your tax liability. Create more liquid funds that are highly liquid, insured, guaranteed, tax-free. Your personal bank can do that. Dividends have increased. They're likely to increase for the next several years. Tax-free, insured, guaranteed money. Not a bad way to go to reduce risk in what is likely going to be a highly volatile situation going forward. I've got some more information I want to share regarding both stocks, the bond market and stocks and things like that. So I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned.
Are you concerned about the direction our country is headed and how it may affect your money? I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank show. Your Personal Bank provides a place to grow your money safely with guarantees, tax-free, and highly liquid. This keeps your money safe, and you can take advantage of opportunities regardless of the economic situation. For more information, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422. That's yourpersonalbank.com. Our economy has changed. I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank show. Assets that thrived in the past decade with low interest rates likely will struggle with higher interest rates. Your personal bank dividends are insured, tax-free, and likely to increase for several years due to higher interest rates. For more info, tune in to the Your Personal Bank show or contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. If you want to reach me, you can do so at yourpersonalbank.com. Yes, you will reach me. Again, it's yourpersonalbank.com. In the first segment I shared, we got great news. Dividends have increased. Most companies have announced dividend increases for 2025. One of my top companies I work with backdated the increased dividends to anybody who had a policy effective September 1st of 2024. That was a welcome surprise, and they lowered fees also on top of that, which means more cash to the client. There has never been a better time to look at a high cash value dividend paying policy than since literally the late 1970s. We're talking over 40 years ago. Folks, there has never been a better time to look at this, or annuities for that matter, for the same reasons. Now, there's some other key points I think any investor should be aware of. As this MarketWatch article states, stocks have rarely been this expensive versus bonds. And UBS expects that to change. What they're referring to is what's called the equity risk premium. This is the excess return that investors typically expect from stocks over what's called the risk-free rate or what bonds are paying, typically treasury bonds. And it turns out that we are currently in one of the highest equity risk premium situations since 1925. What this means is stocks have rarely been more expensive than they are right now. Again, an institutional investor is just looking at returns, like most investors. And if they can get a certain return just investing in bonds safely, insured, guaranteed, that type of thing, or at least backed by the federal government, that's considered a risk-free return. It's backed by the faith of the U.S. government. Or they can risk that money into something with a higher risk profile, which stocks typically are, and there's various levels of risk involved with that, or that's what's called the equity risk premium. We've rarely had a time when it was more expensive or a bigger risk to invest in stocks versus bonds. Again, that's why so many people are calling this the golden age of fixed interest assets. Another thing to be concerned about, a Forbes article. Incoming data not supportive of the soft landing view. Part of the reason why the stock market has been so strong recently is the consensus is that the U.S. economy will avoid a recession or have what's called a soft landing, a small, slight, or no recession. This means they're expecting the 3%+ recent GDP rate growth to continue. The problem is, according to Forbes, is the macroeconomic data is at odds with sentiment. In other words, the indicators, the data, everything else is telling us the recession is still ahead. Yet, investors are still convinced we're going to avoid it. And one of the key points Forbes was pointing to is it turns out so far in 2024, more restaurant chains are on course to go bankrupt than at any year other than 2020 when we had the COVID shutdowns and they were forced to close down. Why is this so important? Well, restaurants are a good indicator of economic activity. They tend to be a pretty accurate forecaster. And another point they make is the jobs numbers. We've stated this on the show a number of times, where at face value, some of the jobs numbers look favorable. But as Forbes points out, September's numbers, you have a plus 254,000 job growth for the month. But when you break it down, it turns out that 785,000 of the new jobs for September of 2024 were government jobs, state, local, and federal. The private sector lost over 500,000 jobs. This indicates that the economy is slowing. They also point to industrial production that has been steadily slowing for the last 2 years. The Richmond Fed's manufacturing index is one they point to, and it's been in negative numbers for the most part over the past year. The Forbes article points out several other leading indicators, and I won't bore you with all the details here, but again, each of these indicators are typically highly accurate, rarely ever wrong, and all are pointing towards recession ahead. Now, will we avoid that? It's possible, but the statistical probability is recession is ahead, and a big reason why we haven't gone into recession already, where many economists thought we were going to, is economic activity has continued mostly through consumer spending. It was previously due to all the COVID relief money, but now more and more data is showing that consumer spending is continuing because of the wave of illegal immigrants who are receiving government money for food, clothing, housing, cars, starting businesses, buying homes, and everything else. So it's not true economic activity that's continuing or consumer spending. It's government spending far more than they receive, pumping it into people's pockets, primarily through illegal immigration at this point, to continue economic activity. Also, they're pumping the jobs numbers up clearly by hiring far more than the private sector. We just take last month's numbers, for example. I mean, it's, in my mind, it's almost inconceivable that the federal government, or I shouldn't say this, all governments, state, local, and federal, increased jobs in 1 month by nearly 800,000, while the private sector lost over 500,000 jobs. Where does that make any sense economically for the future? Short term, sure, it's like a sugar high. It makes the numbers look good. And a lot of people would say it's because of the upcoming election. And there's probably some truth to that. But this isn't sustainable, folks. The federal government cannot continue to hire people, continue to spend money like this, continue to rack up more and more debt and have to pay interest on that debt at interest rates that are relatively high, look to be likely to stay relatively high for the foreseeable future due to inflation, which is being caused by none other than the government. And it's not just me saying this. There's a famous economist who's passed away called Milton Friedman. And you can go online and see different videos of him. I highly recommend it. But he has a number of talks throughout his career discussing that the only cause of inflation, the only entity that can cause inflation, I should say, is the federal government. Businesses can't print money. No other entity can print money except for the federal government. And his point, as he makes on this, is simple. He says the cost of government is not in how much they tax you. The true cost of government is in how much they spend, their total spending. Last year, they spent over $6.5 trillion total. They received about $4.5 trillion, which means they spent nearly $2 trillion more than they received. The $6.5 trillion number is the true cost of government because that is what's contributing to the higher than average inflation numbers. That money's going somewhere, folks. And as I stated earlier, a lot of that money is going now to illegal aliens to support them with food, clothing, housing, businesses, homes. Recently, famously, FEMA was caught flat-footed, having no money for hurricane victims, citizens mostly, because they'd spent all their money on supporting illegal aliens. These are facts. These are truth bombs. And if you have not voted already, and some of you listening to this show, it will air. It's a national show. It airs at different times on different stations throughout the country. But most of you will hear this before the election. If you have not voted already, by all means do so. Our founders gave us this tremendous gift. And to just throw it away by not even voting makes no sense. And keep in mind some of these things that are going on, the current administration and what they've been doing. Is this what you want to see continue? Or do you want to see our country move in a different direction? It's a binary choice. There's no perfect choice. There's no perfect people. It's literally a choice between two administrations. It's not just the people, but the teams they bring with them. Do you want to have a team that includes Elon Musk who will work on government efficiency? Or do you want unprecedented government spending to continue until we drive it off the fiscal cliff? Stay tuned in the next segment. I got some more things that I think you need to be aware of and you'll find very interesting. So stay tuned.
This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. My show focuses on creating tax-free buckets of money, insured, guaranteed, highly liquid, and the ability to create positive arbitrage. Did you know this is the best time in over 40 years to invest in index annuities? An index annuity allows you to, one, grow your money safely without market risk. Once gains are locked in, they're guaranteed against future market loss. Two, double-digit potential upside on good market years with no losses in bad years. Principal is guaranteed. Three, a 7-8% fixed interest option is available in the first year. If you're interested in growing your money with potential index-related gains without downside market risk, this is the best time in over 40 years to consider an annuity. If your annuity is over 2 years old, the newer products likely have far superior potential returns. Please contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422 for more info. That's yourpersonalbank.com. When people contact me, they often ask, what exactly do you do? And yes, if you contact me, I, Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show, will respond, not an assistant. I help people increase their returns, reduce taxes, increase positive cash flow, and reduce market risk. Accomplish your goals using various financial tools, including your personal bank. If you have questions or would like to discuss your situation, contact Ferentz at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ferentz Toth. Want more information? Contact Ferentz at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ferentz Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. If you want to reach me, you can do so at yourpersonalbank.com. And yes, you will reach me. Again, it's yourpersonalbank.com. So for many of these reasons that I was sharing in the first couple of segments, Goldman Sachs has recently come out and forecasted what they call a dead decade for the S&P 500. It turns out that in the last 120 years, we had six lost decades. In other words, about half of the time, the stock market for a period of time of about a decade fails to return much, if anything, and sometimes negative. The other half of the time, of course, it often goes up and sometimes tremendously, much like we've seen the last decade or so. The prediction by Goldman Sachs in a recent report is they predict an average annualized total return of 3% over the next 10 years for the S&P 500. They give many reasons for this, including a high concentration in just a few stocks, often known as the Magnificent Seven, high starting valuations, a high PE ratio. In fact, they even refer to PE ratio called CAPE, C-A-P-E, and that takes into account the last 10 years worth of earnings. So it's a better indicator because it kind of averages out. And as Goldman Sachs points out, the current CAPE ratio is 38, which is in the 97th percentile historically. In other words, almost at an all-time high ever. Like they state in this article, concentration is a risk because it's hard for market leaders to maintain the kind of growth that's driven the Magnificent Seven stocks to record levels. They've gone up so far so fast, it's hard for them to continue to do so. And of course, the most recent example, as Goldman Sachs points out, is the most recent lost decade we had was from 2000 to 2009, where in fact the S&P fell 24% from a combination of the dot-com bubble and then the Great Recession. Of course, after that, it recovered and did tremendously. But again, as they're stating, you've always heard this, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. They're stating it's highly unlikely you're going to see very strong gains over the next decade. Again, their prediction is an average of 3%. The question you have to ask yourself, is it worth the risk? Particularly when you could actually buy a bond today that offers a higher interest rate than that, or you can get a high cash value dividend policy that'll pay you 6% with guarantees, insured, and highly liquid and tax-free. If indeed this prediction by Goldman Sachs becomes true, that the S&P 500 averages 3% over the next decade, versus investing in a high cash value policy, insured, guaranteed, tax-free, highly liquid, paying 6% now or more, and likely to pay more in the next few years, let's say it averages 7% in the next decade, which is highly likely, the return on your investment would be more than double. In addition, you would eliminate market risk and you would eliminate income taxes on that money, the gains. If you set it up properly, you can grow your money tax-free, access it tax-free, and even pass it on to your heirs tax-free. Doesn't it make some sense to at least consider diversifying a portion of your portfolio in an asset class that is likely to outperform and give you no downside market risk and reduce your tax liability? It's the best time in 42 years, folks, for these types of assets. That's why we're saying things have changed dramatically.
If you want to look at what happened in the past decade or so, absolutely, the stock market was tremendous. So was the real estate market. Is that going to continue? Goldman Sachs doesn't think so. Again, it's not me saying these things. I happen to agree with much of this, but for very valid reasons. But Goldman Sachs and many, many others are saying the same things. And where a lot of people get hurt, and I was discussing this with a person just a few weeks ago, as I stated, their portfolio had increased 21% the past year, which was a tremendous return. And they were excited, obviously. And as I stated to her, I said, there's no guarantee the next year is going to do that. She understood. In fact, you could see a 21% loss in the next year. That potential certainly exists. She agreed. That was a fact. She goes, the problem is, and this, again, this is human nature. She said, those types of returns make you excited. And she even used the word giddy. And I said, that's when you have to be worried. As Warren Buffett says, be fearful when others are greedy. I'm trying to help many people come to the realization. This isn't my first rodeo, folks. This is the third time I've seen this. And I've seen a lot of people get hurt because they stayed on the ride too long. And they get used to things. And it's, again, it's human nature. We get used to a certain way of how things go. And markets and the economy don't work like that. And we keep hearing, oh, soft landing and interest rate cuts and all these types of things. Yet if you go to the source, you listen to the Federal Reserve, for example, they're not talking about cuts. They're still concerned about inflation. And they're stating they overreacted for the last interest rate cut they did. And folks, when it happens, a lot of people say, well, I'll stay with it until it starts to go down. Well, one, no one knows where the top is, just like no one knows where the bottom is. Timing the markets is exceptionally difficult. Impossible, many would say. Secondly, when the drops start to come, they're going to come fast and furious. That's typically how it works. The market is well known about going up like an escalator and down like an elevator. And unless you're a trader on Wall Street and you pay attention to this 24/7 and this is your job, it's hard to keep up with all that. And it's the people that don't pay that close attention, which are most folks. They're living their lives. I get it. They don't pay attention to this stuff every day. I wouldn't either if this wasn't my career. They're living their lives, and next thing they know, they just lost 10 or 20% or more. And they talk to me or other people and say, What happened? Look, can the markets go up from here? Certainly. Can they go down from here? Certainly. Where's the risk much greater at this point? As Goldman Sachs said, the CAPE PE ratio is in the 97th percentile. The price-earning ratios for companies over the last 10 years is at nearly the highest point it's ever been in history. That's over 100 years, folks. Statistically, what's the much greater likelihood of it continuing to go up or seeing a correction, maybe a sharp one? You see, the way everything's setting up, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to instill fear or anything. I'm actually trying to educate and wake people up so that the reality of most people I talk to, looking at their investment portfolio and where they're invested and all that, are at far more risk than many realize or frankly even want to be. They're far more exposed to market risk and a significant correction than they would like to be. And as I stated earlier, if Goldman Sachs is correct in their prediction that the S&P 500 is going to average 3% return over the next decade, and they're not the only ones predicting that, and you can get double that guaranteed, tax-free, why wouldn't you put a portion of your portfolio there? I'm not saying necessarily do everything, although for some, that might be the best option. Depends on your risk tolerance. But let's be real. Why wouldn't you at least put a portion in a situation like that because the economy has changed, interest rates have changed, volatility is up, uncertainty is up? We're in the 97th percentile in PE ratio, the CAPE PE ratio, 10-year average of price earnings over history. Warren Buffett has sold more stock
recently than at any point in his career. In addition to the market risk, let me give you one more reason why it could make some sense to reduce your market risk. You know, capital gains taxes in 2026 are going up unless Congress extends the current tax laws. And the only way that's ever going to happen is Trump has to win the White House, the Republicans have to win the House and Senate, and the RINOs have to get on board. There's no guarantee all of those things are going to happen, and we won't know until too late. Therefore, long-term capital gains rates are currently 15%. They're going to be going up to 20%. Would you rather pay capital gains at 15% or 20%? And by the way, folks, for a couple with under $120,000 gross annual income, it's likely the capital gains for them, they sell assets with capital gains, is zero, at least on a portion of it. Now, you only can take advantage of a certain amount. It's dependent on income. But would you rather pay no capital gains or at a lower rate? You can do some this year and some next year. We're getting towards the end of 2024, so this year's opportunity is running out soon. Why not reduce your portfolio, reduce the market risk on your portfolio, that is? Likely increase returns on that money for the next decade, insured, guaranteed, tax-free, and highly liquid, and take advantage of the lower capital gains rates while they exist. And look, let me give you one last thought on that with the capital gains. If they manage to extend the current tax, the capital gains taxes, they're not going down, folks. It just means they're not going up. They're just going to remain the same. So even if they do all that, it's not like you'll be disappointed that you missed out on a lower rate. If you want more information on this, how I can help you address these issues, put yourself in a more secure position to weather the volatility that's likely ahead, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. Stay tuned in the last segment. I got some more great stuff to share with you. I think you're not going to want to miss.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. Diversification is one of the best ways to offset risk. Your Personal Bank is not affected by the stock or real estate markets. It is an uncorrelated asset that provides true diversification. For more info, tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show or contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Economic freedom is freedom, and our freedoms are under attack. I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. In this time of uncertainty, can you grow your money safely, reduce taxes, and ensure you don't run out of money in retirement? Your Personal Bank earns dividends with guarantees, insured, and tax-free. For more info, tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show or contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to Your Personal Bank. This is Ference. If you want to reach me, you can do so at yourpersonalbank.com. Yes, you'll reach me. Again, it's yourpersonalbank.com. I've seen this before, but I thought this was a great article from Kiplinger and discusses how market dips can be a retirement busters and, of course, how to guard yourself. Now, the point they were making is when you retire, if you have a majority of your retirement monies in the markets, when you retire can make a tremendous difference on how much money you'll have for retirement. And it all has to do with whether you retire into a bull market or a bear market. And they use an example here. They took an example of two brothers, each saving $500,000 for retirement, and then each deciding to withdraw $30,000 a year from that retirement. Now, the difference, they pointed out, is one brother retired in 2010 when stocks were entering an epic bull market. 10 years later, the first brother, the brother that retired in 2010, his balance actually grew from $500,000 to $875,000, even though he was withdrawing $30,000 a year. So not only was he taking money from his account, it continued to grow because he retired into an epic bull market, as Kiplinger stated. Now, the other brother retired in 2000. His timing wasn't so good because, again, in 2000 to 2009, we had what was called the lost decade. In fact, the market fell the first 3 years of his retirement, so his half a million he started with, and by taking $30,000 a year, a decade later, he had less than $100,000. So whether you retire into a bull or a bear market or a lost decade makes a tremendous difference in terms of how much money you have for retirement. Again, both of these brothers retiring a decade apart, both starting with half a million and taking $30,000 a year. The one brother had $875,000. Now his accounts had grown even though he'd taken money out a decade later. The other brother had less than $100,000 a decade later. Folks, that's a massive, massive difference. If we do go into another lost decade, as Goldman Sachs and others are predicting, for many reasons, but one very simple one is because the markets have gone up so far so fast, how can they go up from here is their point. If we go into a flat or down period and you are newly retired or fairly recently retired, having your money subject to that market risk could have devastating impacts on how much money you'll have for retirement. And as Kiplinger stated, how do you guard yourself from that? Well, it's really quite simple. You make sure some of your money has guaranteed returns. And the best way to accomplish that is through either a guaranteed lifetime income or an annuity or a high cash value dividend paying insurance policy. Those are the things I specialize in. Showing people how to guarantee their returns and have money, make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. And to make sure you don't have the situation where you had poor timing when you retired, and in the early years of your retirement, you had flat or down years in the market, and now it literally devastates your balance. Whereas this point example I shared earlier in Kiplinger, in a decade, a half a million turned into less than 100,000. These are real numbers. These are real situations that happen, and I see it every day. So be forewarned. Be aware and understand what you can do to protect yourself. And if you want more information on that, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. Now, again, we have a major election. Most of you have probably voted. The show airs at different days, different times throughout the country in different stations. Most will hear this before the election. A few will be after. If you have not voted, please do so. It's a right. It was granted to us by our founders. We should respect that. It's something that previous Americans have fought and died for. We shouldn't just throw that away. But when you vote, I just want you to keep a few things in mind. And not only should you vote, you should bring some people with you. Bring your friends, your family, all that. I'm doing that. But here's some things I want you to keep in mind. Consumer prices in the last 4 years have increased about 20%, grocery 22%, gas 32%. Credit card debt has increased 48%, and 30-year fixed mortgage rates have increased 132%. If this, and a lot of these things have to do with government policies, excess spending, etc., if you think we should continue on this path, then vote for the current administration to continue. If you don't, vote for change. And remember, you're not just voting for the top of the ticket. Whoever gets in the White House is going to appoint about 5,000 people in the administration. Which team are you voting for? Are you voting for a team, the current team we have, or a team where you have an Elon Musk who will work for the government for free, government efficiency department, and reduce the overall cost of government and spending, which would, by the way, reduce inflation, folks. That would be beneficial to nearly everyone. But our current administration, of course, supports the World Economic Forum. And it turns out the World Bank recently has misplaced a staggering $41 billion in climate change funds. Now, the word they use is misplaced. I would call it fraud. And of course, our current administration highly supports climate change funds, yet they have fraudulently lost or misplaced or stole $41 billion just in the World Bank. But I like this one. This is interesting. You know, the net worth of some politicians. You know, Hillary Clinton's worth $120 million. Barack Obama, $70 million. Joe Biden, $25 million. Chuck Schumer, $75 million. Daniel Goldman, $184 million. Mark Warner, $246 million. And Nancy Pelosi tops the list with $252 million. And you know, how about instead of taxing people who produce goods and services and offer jobs that grow our economy, let's tax politicians who make way too much off the fake idea that they're public servants. You know, we've been discussing on the show a lot about how the jobs numbers have been adjusted almost consistently downward. So they'll make an announcement that so many new jobs, which by the way, we're finding out are often just government jobs, the biggest portion of it at least, and then revise those numbers downward a month or two later when nobody's paying attention. Well, it's now come out that the new border crossing numbers reveal that Biden-Harris administration underreported the crossings by about 25% since February of 21 to September 2024. Is anyone surprised? I know for one, I'm not. So we have already historic illegal immigration numbers, and they lied to us and underreported the historically bad numbers. J.J. Carroll, who's a former U.S. Border Deputy Patrol agent for 24 years, he confirms that illegal immigrants receive the maximum Social Security benefit payout. You can work your whole life and not get anywhere near the maximum. Why does somebody who's coming across our border illegally, shouldn't be in this country, never contributed our system, why should they get the maximum Social Security benefit? By the way, seniors or anybody who wants to retire, that will deplete the Social Security even faster if you have millions of people on it receiving benefits that never paid into the system or never contributed to it. That's just obvious. Keep that in mind when you vote. Also, hundreds of thousands of Ukraine refugees, quote unquote, are also claiming Social Security benefits. This has been confirmed. The DHS and themselves, Department of Homeland Security, has estimated over 500,000 Ukraine refugees have entered America, and many are on Social Security. They're also receiving health care, food stamps, and other things. Many of those are receiving the maximum benefit that most Americans do not get. Keep that in mind when you vote. Our current administration also heavily has supported the Ukraine war. And now even NATO is coming out and stating that the Ukraine war is likely lost. In fact, in the last several months, Russia has taken over more territory than at any point in the war, and it's accelerating. No honest person who understood the politics or the countries thought that Ukraine had any chance of ever beating Russia, a country far greater, with a far stronger military, far more people, like tenfold. But billions and hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted, and over 500,000 Ukrainians are dead today. For what? They're not an ally of ours. They're not a member of NATO. Most people believe nothing more than a way for defense contractors to make money selling military equipment and a money laundering operation for politicians. Keep that in mind when you vote. Are you in favor of continued endless wars or not? And legacy media has been attacking Trump, calling him Hitler recently, a lot lately. Well, you know who the last Republican presidential candidate the Democrats did not libel and slander with comparisons to Hitler? The Democrats compared Eisenhower to Hitler for sending federal troops to Little Rock to integrate schools. Every single Republican presidential candidate since Hitler has been accused of being like Hitler. This should be like the boy who cried wolf. People should just not pay attention. And I love this one. Trump is flirting with the idea of no income tax at all. He had no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security benefits. And if you look back in history, our country was wealthiest when we did not have an income tax and we used tariffs. We could go back to that. Economically, if you really take a look at it, it makes economic sense if you don't have a tremendous, burdensome government overspending. In other words, make it lean and efficient and focus what its constitutional role is, and tariffs would work very well, and we would be economically stronger than we've ever been. For those of you that are concerned, there's 168 million people are registered to vote in America. If Trump gets over half, over 50%, mathematically, you can't overcome that, whether it's cheating or election interference or anything else. Mathematically, you get over half, you win, right? It's that simple. And 84% of Americans are in favor of photo ID for voting. Of course, the Democrats, to a person in the House, for example, voted against that. 84% of Americans want this, yet the Democrats, to a person, are against it. Keep that in mind when you vote. And lastly, there's a law called the Illegal Immigration Reform and Responsibility Act of 1996. It states non-citizens who vote must be deported. That law needs to be enforced. If you want to contact me to help you navigate the uncertainty that's ahead, regardless of who wins this election, the volatility that's likely ahead in our markets, guarantee, insure, tax-free, highly liquid, some of your money of your portfolio, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com. I'd be happy to help you. Stay tuned next week to the Your Personal Bank Show. I'm sure we'll have some great information after the election. We'll discuss what to expect if we know who's in charge of House and Senate and the White House by that time. And as always, laws, it's on our money. In God we trust. This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. My show focuses on creating tax-free buckets of money, insured, guaranteed, highly liquid, and the ability to create positive arbitrage. Did you know this is the best time in over 40 years to invest in index annuities? An index annuity allows you to, one, grow your money safely without market risk. Once gains are locked in, they're guaranteed against future market loss. Two, double-digit potential upside on good market years with no losses in bad years. Principal is guaranteed. Three, a 7-8% fixed interest option is available in the first year. If you're interested in growing your money with potential index-related gains without downside market risk, this is the best time in over 40 years to consider an annuity. If your annuity is over 2 years old, the newer products likely have far superior potential returns. Please contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422 for more info. That's yourpersonalbank.com. Financial literacy in America is almost non-existent. It's typically not taught in schools, the media, at work, or in the home. I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. If you would like me to speak to your investing group or an organization with a financial focus, please contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. My goal is to increase financial literacy and enhance your financial future. Again, it's 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. This show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information. The presenter and guests of this program do not engage in legal, accounting, or tax advice. Professional advice regarding your situation should be sought if required.
Would you like to sponsor the Your Personal Bank Show hosted by Ference Toth? We are looking for like-minded partners who want to join our rapidly growing radio show. I frequently state, economic freedom is freedom. Thomas Jefferson wrote, a well-informed electorate is a prerequisite to democracy. Contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com to help increase financial literacy and protect our freedoms.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.